Clarice Akubeze is a community liaison assistant with MONUSCO, the UN's peacekeeping mission in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Today, she's on patrol with Bangladeshi soldiers near Bunia in the east of the country.
You see, locals have the tendency of coming near to us, to talk to us. And sometimes we interact with them, with locals, we get information also.
Last year, deadly fighting between the Hema and Lendu communities here forced thousands to flee. The violence subsided, but tensions are still high. Clarice's job is to gather intel about any ongoing security issues. She says that means mostly speaking to local women.
Sometimes talking to those ladies, we get more information. They are the most to know what is happening around, because they are the ones going to fetch water, to look for firewood. They meet people, suspected people, and they are the ones who inform the chief. Unfortunately, they are the first also to be abused.
Clarice is Congolese herself. She's the only female peacekeeper on patrol today.
Abari Baba.
We stop in the village of Boule. Nearby, a group of local women seem happy to see her. Riek Francine is one of them.
We can talk more easily with a woman. We don't speak with men. They don't care about us. We don't know why.
Riek's comments get to the crux of a big problem that the UN is facing. Studies show more women in peacekeeping simply makes peacekeeping more effective. Women build closer relationships with communities and gain more access to information than their male counterparts. They're less likely to use excessive force and are far more likely to report sexual harassment. The problem is that, well, there are so few women in peacekeeping.
We need to significantly enhance the number of female peacekeepers at all levels and within uniformed as well as civilian components. We must also ensure that they're able to meaningfully participate in our work. We must do better.
That's Jean-Pierre Lacroix, Undersecretary General for UN Peacekeeping, speaking to the UN Security Council this September. In the year 2000, the Security Council passed Resolution 1325. It called for equal participation of women in all peacekeeping efforts. Today, about 8,000 women are deployed, but that's only 4% of all soldiers and 10% of police officers.
I would be more than happy to have 50% of women here under my command.
Elias Rodriguez Filho oversees the UN's military forces in the DR Congo. He says one of the problems in recruiting more women, countries that contribute most peacekeepers, countries like India and Pakistan, just don't have many in their ranks.
They do not have, many opportunities for the women come to the army, to the air force, or to the navy.
But some advocates say the UN needs to do more to change that.
What we're missing right now is really political will.
Sharanya Kanikanan is an advocate at Code Blue, a New York-based UN watchdog.
You won't hear people talking about how some cultures are simply more prone to war, and so it's no use peace building in that area. But you will hear excuses about how some cultures just don't promote women within their own country. And the truth is, often the people making those kinds of excuses don't know very much about those countries. They don't necessarily know that what they're saying is true.
Sharanya says that some countries already have many women in their military. It's just a matter of bringing them in and letting them take on leadership positions.
I'm Lieutenant Colonel Tisetso Sekgobela, the commanding officer of RSA BET.
Tisetso Sekgobela is the highest level female military peacekeeper in MONUSCO. She commands a battalion of more than 800 South African soldiers near Beni in the east of the DR Congo.
We are the only force that is mandated to utilize force in order to disarm the illegal armed groupings.
She says even when women serve in higher positions, proving yourself may not be easy. Most of her colleagues are men. Some of them second-guess her decisions, she says, just because she's a woman.
It's always my voice against 49 other officers commanding who are male that believe that women will not be able to do it. I always say, yes, I can command, and I will not explain myself to you how I command. Look at what I do with my troops.
Back in Bunia, Clarice is giving me a tour of the forward operating base where she spends most of her time. Again, she's the only woman. She says life is tough here, but she wouldn't trade it for any other.
It is a good life, if I can say, because it's our work, our job. Our role is based on protection of civilians. Being a lady assisting my other female, I think it is helpful for me, and I feel happy to assist them.
For Radio France International, I'm Benedict Moran in Bunia, the Democratic Republic of the Congo.